As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me the facts, show me the law, and by golly, show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, November the 14th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, Monday through Friday. Indeed, and in fact, of course, my name is still William Roberts. It's always news, like to say good news, hard facts, that's for sure. Workable solutions, we're going to talk about that again today, too. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular, of all things, and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you may call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, small town America, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Again, that's PO Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647, that postal zip zone. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com, all carrying the broadcast this morning. We thank you for doing so. Our call-in number again remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Precious metals inch higher under pressure as the ETFs gain. Equities up, U.S. dollar up, oil down. Yeah, we'll talk about all that in a moment. The Eurozone unity remains globalist focus. We'll talk about that as well. Lots of stuff going on over there in Europe, Merkel and Italy, etc. And as far as I'm concerned, the presidential hopefuls offer no hope. I guess Compton positivism, we'll go there. Coordination, defend rural America. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. And much, much more. Let's go into our market report. Out of New York City, active trading as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but it would be Eastern Standard Time, Will. As of an hour ago, found gold trading off $6.90 at $1,781.60 a troy ounce. Silver up off 15 cents, at $34.51 an ounce. Platinum up $4 at $1,643. And palladium up $2 at $658 per ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, about a $23 spread in there, a low of $1,772.30 for the low, $1,795.70 for a high, back up there, scratching the door of $1,800 gold. But at $1,781.60, your gold is up year to year, $412.60 an ounce. Remember when people were complaining about having to pay $412.60 an ounce, up for a 30.14% return on your investment? The London Gold Fix, boys in London, that would be the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price this morning at $1,780.50, and we're right on top of it within a buck right now. The SPDR Gold Shares, that would be your World Gold Council, me, the Rothschilds, Barclays, State Street Global Advisors, etc. They didn't crash the world on the 11-11-11 as we thought they might. So I guess we're free to go for a little bit further. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our own, let's see, this is Monday, here we go, Monday, go back to the other screen here, Monday, November the 14th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Is it Monday already? Wow. Where did the weekend go? Anyway, let's go back in and close out our market reports for this morning. Again, the call-in number throughout the broadcast is 866-841-1065. You're certainly welcome to call in. Your fingers do the walking, we'll do the talking. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But an hour ago, found gold trading off $6.90 at $1,781.60 a troy ounce. Silver off 15 cents at $34.51 an ounce. $1,643 off, up 4 for platinum. And palladium up $2 at $6.58. You know, remember... months and months and months ago, beginning of the year, Goldman Sachs is all out going, wow, going to be a big year in the white metals. Well, been a big year in the white metals, all right, but they haven't exactly gone through the roof. They have gone to the dumpers once or twice, and they're trying to crawl out of the basement. Anyway, continuing along here, the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday, 11-11-11, closed up 260. They had a good day. At 12,154, the NASDAQ closed up 54 at 26.79, and the S&P 500 closed up 24 at 12.64. See where they go today. The crude oil this morning, everybody's talking about $100 crude, as if that's going to be good. And it's just the speculators, the market trying to drive it up. But anyway, it's off 65 cents this morning at $98.34 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. U.S. dollar index this morning up 49 basis points at 77.40. You can find out all about that trade-weighted basket of currencies, the U.S. dollar index, over on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.com. That, of course, impacts the foreign exchange rates, where this morning the Canadian loonie is off 75 basis points, trading against the U.S. dollar, clearly 2 cents below parity at 98 cents each. The Mexican peso this morning continuing to go down lower and lower and lower. going to slide off the side of the taco and go into the 6 cent territory if they keep it up. Anyway, off 14 basis points this morning at 7 cents a pop. It's 13.5091 pesos per dollar. So you just go ahead and fill up your pockets with pesos at 7 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 65 basis points as well, down at $1.37 U.S. in the foreign exchange marketplace. The British pound off 101 basis points at $1.59. And the Swiss franc off 66 basis points at $1.10, trying to get to those $140 plates of cheese fondue, I guess, for the Swiss. Anywho, the bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries, now our bonded indebtedness is 0.23%. Italy would like to have some of that. So I guess we've got a very low yield, which means there's very low risk, I guess. Anyway, the 10-year, the benchmark this morning at 2.07%, and the 30 at 3.13%. So if you're in the bond market, there's your yields. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgages reversing a long trend now, going back the other way, moving down from 3.51% a month ago to 3.40% as they try and lure more people into the mortgage market. The 30-year, likewise, moving down just a fuzzy bit from 4.78% a month ago to 4.75% this morning. The gold to silver ratio, it'll take you 51.63 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Into the EconoDays economic calendar on the Bloomberg website this morning, we look at the market today. They've got a couple of bill announcements that are going to come out tomorrow. Of course, Bullard is going to speak early in the morning. The Goldman Sachs store sales will be out. Charles Evans speaks. Producer Price Index will be out. Retail sales, Empire State Manufacturing, and Redbook will all be on the calendar for tomorrow morning. Lots more happening in the day. Business inventories, that sort of stuff. But on Wednesday, the CPI will be out. We'll want to be watching that. Treasury International Capital will cover that, as well as industrial production and the housing market index. On Thursday, housing starts and jobless claims will come out, so you can expect to see some rocking and rolling on Thursday in the market. And then, of course, close out the week with leading indicators. Nothing really to report there this morning. Of course, wheat. We heard about all the droughts. Yeah, it's funny when you can jiggle the weather into your own favor. So U.S. wheat growers had all their crops burn up in the droughts just in time for a global grain glut. Here's the article off of Bloomberg by Rudy Rutenberg. Rudy Tootie Rutenberg. Anyway, Rudy writes this. I don't know whether Rudy's a guy or a gal, but anyway, France may lose its place as the second biggest wheat exporter after failing to win more than a dozen tenders in Egypt. So we've heard about the troubles in Russia last year, and this year we're having trouble over here. But it's going global. It's going viral. Wheat is a big deal. Some people think wheat's good for you. Some people don't. I like wheat, and I like whole wheat bread. Anyway, France may lose its place as the second biggest wheat exporter after failing to win more than a dozen tenders in Egypt, the world's biggest buyer. One look at Egypt, you know why they got to buy wheat. Anyway, as shipments from Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan overwhelm the market. So the Russians are big in the wheat market this year and going gangbusters. Egypt favored cheaper supply from the Black Sea region in the past 17 tenders and cargoes to northern Africa from France's Rouen. Europe's biggest grain export hub fell to a four-month low in the week ended November the 2nd. So when we're defending rural America, let's be sure we get ourselves back in a place where we can feed the world and get the global east off of our back, our farmers' banks, our backs, excuse me. That's reversing last season's trend when French cargoes jumped 16% to a record as Russia and the Ukraine cut sales to ensure domestic supplies. So up 1 year, down another year, that's the wheat story for today. Oil, heading for the longest run of weekly gains in New York since April of 2009, also off the Bloomberg website. Yi Kai-Pin, writing this one on Friday for Bloomberg. Oil rose in New York, heading for the longest run of weekly gains since April of 2009 on speculation. Always that speculation, you know. Can you believe it? That signs of U.S. economic growth and Europe's steps to contain its debt crisis will boost fuel demand. Did you rush out and fill up the gas tank this weekend? Some did. Anyway, crude climbed as much as 0.5% and is poised for a sixth weekly increase. I guess if you're investing in oil, that'd be good news. If you're investing in oil at the gas pump, that's bad news. The number of Americans filing applications for unemployment benefits fell to a seven-month low, a Labor Department report showed yesterday. And again, that would be last week on Thursday. According to an Energy Department report on November the 9th, Italy votes today on austerity measures to clear the way for new leadership. We'll talk about that in a moment. While Greece has formed its new unity government, let them have that. There's a lot of uncertainty, but due to the technical strength, the market may try to test $100 anyway. So even though everybody's strapped over the barrel and we're going up the stovepipe to accommodate these bankster gangsters, the price of oil is being driven up by how? You guessed it, investors. Fundamentally, the world's inventory of crude and products has been decreasing, and that's also a support factor. Crude for December delivery rose as much as 49 cents to $98.20 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Merck.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
That's right, ham bucks for all. Let's fill our pockets up and our billfolds up with bacon bucks. Bacon bucks, that's the way to keep them kosher, right? Sure it is. Let's go over to Argentina. Argentina cuts its reserve requirements after the deposits tumble by $645 million. Doesn't matter where you go on the planet, we're having the same kind of trouble. That's the problem when you get involved with this global bankster-gangster cartel, but Bill Ferries and Camilla Russo, writing this one for Bloomberg, newsy news, Argentina's central bank cut dollar reserve requirements after bank deposits plunged $645 million last week. I guess they were worried about 11 also, following the government's moves to restrict foreign exchange purchases in South America, the second biggest economy. Argentine banks will be required to hold just 20% of their dollar deposits at the central bank as reserves. Remember, your dollar deposits. We go back to the Medici. It's a double entry accounting process. That's the T charts. You know, on the left, you've got your assets. On the right, you've got your liabilities. And you always put your bank deposits over on the right. And then the banks have to cover that with assets, right? Anyway. Bank deposits plunged $645 million. Well, that frees up some of the reserve requirements for the bank. But where did those $640 million go? I think they probably all went into bacon bucks, and wisely so. President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. Well, so much for the enthusiasm about moving to Argentina. Out of the frying pan, into the fire with that one. Anyway, efforts to slow the capital flight since her October the 23rd re-elections, I guess they like Kirchner's in Argentina, ordering energy and mining companies to repatriate export revenue. See, we have the same story here. Everybody's saying, well, the foreign companies, you know, the transnationals, they ought to repatriate their money. They come back in tax-free. Well, everybody's trying to call in their ham bucks anyway. This will facilitate the ability of financial institutions to meet their client demands, the government said in a statement on the presidential website. I wonder who their clients are, financial institutions. The dollar deposits have plunged 5% this year to $15.3 billion through November the 4th, according to the latest central bank data, heading their first annual decline since the financial crisis in 2001 that led to the government defaulting on $95 billion of bonds. Maybe we should try that here. Let's do a general default. It's always default. This is just a signal of trying to calm down expectations. It's a very mild measure, said Martin Herrado, the former central bank president. Anyway, let's go on with that one. If you want to find out more about it, you can find that article up on Bloomberg. Europe's banks should keep dumping Italian bonds to cut risk. Clausen says, Adam Ewing writing this one, new news from Bloomberg, Europe's banks need to keep dumping Italian bonds. Oh, those poor people in Europe and other assets tainted by the region's debt woes to avoid being sucked into the epicenter of the crisis. Very strong words there, said Christian Clausen, president of the European Banking Federation. Quote, the banks are doing exactly what they should be doing. They are reducing the risk toward this event. We can see that clearly as now Italian bonds are being sold off Claussen, who's also the chief executive officer of the Nordea Bank AB, said in an interview in Stockholm, Sweden. Them blockheads. Anyway, they should keep doing what they're doing. The banks are actually moving out of the epicenter. The yield on the 10-year bond surpassed 7% last week. So the greater the risk, the greater the reward. And we've got the opposite going on over here. Our 10-year bonds are at 2.07%. So I guess we're considered a safe haven. That's what everybody keeps talking about, a safe haven. You can buy U.S. debt, and that's supposed to be a safe haven. But if you buy Italian debt, that's supposed to be considered risky. Well, it's all debt to me. Why bother? I think gold and silver is a better place to go for my money. I will. Mario Monti. Look at me. Mario Monti. He's like, you know, five-card Mario here. Mario Monti to lead the new Italy government. Now, you think, well, that's all right. Got a new guy stepping up to the plate. Well, wait until we find the backstory on Mario, Andrew Davis, and Lorenzo Totaro, writing this one for Bloomberg, former European Union competition commissioner. A competition commissioner? Wow. He probably knows how to compete. Mario Monti will head a new government as Italy reaches outside the political arena for a leader to restore confidence in its ability to cut the Euro region's second biggest debt. Confidence, you know, it's a confidence game. Y'all listen to Hal Anthony on Sunday, you figured out a little bit more about confidence. President Giorgio Napolitano, I wonder if they're related to the judge. Wonder if it's Janet's relation. You know, we never did hear about Napolitanos until Judge Napolitano and then Janet Napolitano. But here we go. President Giorgio Napolitano offered Monti, 68 years old, the post last night in Rome, less than 24 hours after Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi resigned. When we talk about turning the governments over, they're going at a rapid rate. The turnstile is a spinning in Europe. Berlusconi's government unraveled after defections ended his parliamentary majority and the country's 10-year bond yield surged over the 7% threshold that prompted Greece, Ireland, and Portugal to seek EU bailout. So we got the little pigs still in the story here today. In a particularly difficult moment for Italy, in a very turbulent European and international landscape, the country must prevail in the challenge of redemption, Monti said last night. Well, he speaks well. After meeting, George Bush couldn't have put together a sentence like that, much less pronounced it. Anyway, Monti said last night, after meeting Napolitano in Rome, quote, Italy must once again be an element of strength, not of weakness, in the European Union, which we helped found and in which we must be protagonists. Wow. Dude's kind of eloquent. Anyway, he's going to be a confidence builder. You can be sure of it. Europe's inability to contain a regional debt crisis that started in Greece more than 2 years ago led to a surge in the Italian bond yields as investors bet on which nation may need aid next. Who the hell knows? Roll the cards. Monti, deal them out. Anyway, Monti, get this now. Get this now. Underline it. Listen carefully. Monti, an economist and advisor to Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. Well, what do you know about that? It don't seem to matter where you go on the planet. You're just going to continue to stumble over the Goldman Sachs Group. Anyway, he's going to try to reassure investors that Italy can cut a 1.9 trillion euro or a $2.6 trillion U.S. debt load and spur economic growth that has lagged behind the euro region average for more than a decade. Yes. Advisor to Goldman Sachs, Mario Monti, slides into home base. The democratic process is being put on hold, but Italians feel that this is the right thing to do. So going into a little bit more of a dictatorship there, setting aside all that democratic discussion. Giuseppe Ragusa, an economics professor at Rome's LUISS Guido Carli University, getting almost romantic, said in an interview with Bloomberg Television's David Tweed. David Tweed. Hello, my name is David Tweed. In Rome today, quote, more than austerity reform, he should place the debate on redesigning the labor market because with that comes redesigning the Italian productive systems. Well, as support for a Monty government built last week. 10-year bonds yields narrowed. Well, anyway, that's Monty.
Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And your calls are certainly welcome. If you'd like to weigh in on any of this news, you're certainly welcome to do so. You can call in at 866-841-1065 as Sam has from Missouri. Let's go live and say good morning to Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm doing as well as could be expected with this kind of news to report.
Yeah, I know. Well, I got some more to land on your doorstep, but this is one where maybe those that might be able to make it might be able to be proactive here in the state of Missouri. I stumbled onto this last night because one of the things I've been trying to unravel, I've been doing a lot of research on over the past weekend, is the smart meter issue, because Owensville is going to become a customer of Ameren, Missouri, which is the big power company that serves St. Louis and surrounding areas. And I've been reading stories, you know, about what had been going on out in California regarding the smart meters out there. And down in Texas, I've been getting emails regarding the smart meter issue down there. So I did some research on Missouri's role in this whole debacle. And basically what I stumbled onto is apparently on November 29th, there is going to be a smart grid conference that's going to be held in Jefferson City at the Governor Office Building on the fourth floor in room 450. And this will be between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. And it's being put on by the Missouri Public Service Commission. So basically, as far as the way I see this, everybody puts their faith and trust these people. Judging by the topics listed on their website, these guys are in the back pockets of the utilities because the Missouri Public Service Commission is pushing this agenda. But it's going to be an all-day event, and they have the phone number up there on the website. Let's see where I get down here to it. Of course, you're supposed to be empowered by these smart meters, you know, you understand?
Absolutely, absolutely. We wouldn't want dumb meters installed on our houses. No way. Not in America.
Yeah, well, there's no cost to attend, so nobody's going to be out any money, apparently.
No, the money, the costs are really going to follow this meeting, I think.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it is, because, see, this is all being done by stimulus grants, is how this is being done.
Oh, nice.
The test cases here in Missouri right now, keep your eye on Fulton and Kansas City, Missouri.
All right.
Because that's where it's being tested right now. And this is done by stimulus grants. You know, once again, we talk about the grant money. Follow the grant money.
Yes.
And, hang on. 200 Madison Street is where this meeting's going to be, by the way.
What is it again?
200 Madison Street. That's okay. Where the Governor Office building is.
All right, 200 Madison Street. And it's going to run from, what was it, 9 o'clock all day?
Yeah.
Okay. 9 o'clock a.m. through about 4 o'clock p.m. thereabouts, okay? Well, maybe we can find...
The meeting will be open to the public, and all stakeholders should attend as well, as they put it.
I'll bring mine. T-Bone is my favorite, but I'll bring some.
Absolutely.
Well, hey,
that's what I said.
I can tell you one thing. You know, this is an ongoing deal, but here in very sunny southwest Missouri, the Berry County Electric Co-op, you know, they put out a rural Missourian, which from time to time I share with the audience, read out of it, and they've been running these smart meter advertisements for a long time. They came through in the middle of the day someday, and I don't even remember when, and they replaced out all of the meters in this little subdivision with these fully reporting meters. That was about the time I started to see a Wi-Fi in the area of my lappy, you know, coming up every morning when I log on to the net. So I don't know whether they're borrowing, you know, bandwidth or what to or anything, but I know that I've got these Wi-Fi signals now that are right all around me. I don't know whether or not there's anything that is from a health standard that I should be concerned about. The meters aren't close because I live in a, you know, detached home, and the meter's not on the house. It's out by the street on a pedestal. But nevertheless, this is going, and it's going all across the United States, and there's not, you know, really enough of a resistance or a pushback, especially out in rural America, to do anything about it. When it must have been, I don't know, maybe 2004, 2005, Sam, one night I came home to the little farmstead that I was living on, and I noticed this red glow over on the power pole, and when I went to inspect it after I took all the grocery in, came back out and looked at it, and they swapped out the meter and they put in a new one, so I contacted them at that time, and it was what they called a turtle meter, and that was the last time I ever had a truck in the yard to read the meter, because it can, you know, read itself. And so they've had this stuff coming on for a long time, but all of those guys that used to work for the power company as meter readers, well, they got a chance to either find alternate employment or just, basically walk away.
Yeah. Well, the information I've been able to glean so far, and I'll tell you what, it's hard. There's a lot of information out there, some reliable, some not so reliable. But the information seems to be is that there's two classes of these meters. There's the ones like Ameren, Missouri is currently using, which is an automated meter that reports once a day, you know, just your general usage. But then there's the new meter that's coming down the pike, and that's the one that is the true smart meter, which all your appliances will communicate with when they roll these appliances out. And they, too, will have their own Wi-Fi chips in them to communicate with this meter. And basically what we're dealing with here, this will be the introduction to your power company controlling your thermostat, your when you can do your wash, time of day pricing. Basically what you're going to have is what's called demand metering for residents at this point. Businesses have been putting up with this after they reach a certain point for a long time. I know here in Owensville, it's been ridiculous what a lot of the businesses have had to put up with, but the way they used to do it here, they're still doing it, but I mean, it's going to change. But the way they do it here in Owensville is you have two meters on a business. They have one that's a nighttime meter and one that's a daytime meter with a timer between them. And when the timer kicks in and switches it over to the daytime meter, then they get billed a higher rate. Well, this is all going to be automated in the smart meters, and everybody's going to be going through it. And the hell of it is, well, the thing that really burns me up on all this is totally being done under the false premise of reducing carbon emissions, reducing global warming, because I see this all over the place. I mean, you look at Siemens' website, you look at Cisco, who's involved in this, and they're all touting this under the prevention of climate change. Well, hell, the climate changes all the time. It's called summer, fall, and winter, and spring.
Exactly, and I think that we've seen, you know, a little bit of a tumble down here now with the Chicago Climate Exchange going gunny sack. We've also had the same sort of a thing going in England and now in Europe as well. They're having a hard time selling this idea any longer. And I think those East Anglia emails did us a world of good, that just simply showing that the science is purely bunk, that, you know, there's not enough carbon dioxide emitted by all the people on the planet to even touch what is being put out on a regular basis by the ocean. You know, that anything that we could do can't do anything to alter the CO2 level in the atmosphere. So there ought to be a considerable amount of blowback on this. But again, the CO2 is just the smoke screen, all right? And so what they're looking for is a way to finance the global government on the back of energy. And this is, in my opinion, really the where this is going. It's the same thing with the automobiles, you know. If we can tax the people to be prosperous, if we can tax anybody that can afford to buy electricity, if you can afford to have a air conditioner and run it, why, then you can afford to pay more, you know. So it's a redistribution of the wealth scheme. It's the greatest good of the greatest number. Let's go in and slap all those one percenters that actually have any kind of an economic, you know, stake in this at all, and then be able to transfer our wealth down to the East Sudan and, you know, Darfur and all of that, Togo and Lesotho, so that they can come up to some level of a standard of living higher than what they've got right now. But even the idea, you know, of the a fully reporting meter, you know, that was the turtle meter, could do that even then. When I talked with the NUMAC power company, they would be able to track at any time during the day what your power usage was. And that was part of the FEMA's hazard mitigation planning system, where the police department could figure out, you know, get a wavelength on you and figure out what time of day is most likely that you'd be home to either be served a warrant or arrested. You know, it's just, that kind of stuff really sets me on edge.
It does me too. And the thing is, I mean, it's amazing the people out here. Well, when I talk to people, I don't care if it's this subject or whatever, the amount of people that are just pushovers. You know what I mean? I got on another subject here the other day. We were up at our bank talking to some of the people we know up there regarding this business of them trying to shove the flu shots on everybody. And these people they go in there, their doctors just roll up their sleeve for them without asking any permission, jab them with the flu shot, and the people don't even ask any questions, you know. And I told them, I said, well, I'd be hell-raising mad if it were me, because, first of all, you don't go jabbing
stuff
with me. The
Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And again, the call-in number is 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome today. Let's go back to talk to Sam in Missouri. And, you know, Sam, the other another part of this little story, too, that I think that we can consider in this discussion is that as these smart meters, you know, are rolled out, and as we hear more and more about windmills and, you know, solar panels and the unreliability of them, in order to balance out the curve in a 24-hour cycle, they're going to have to be able to come in. You know, you take out all of the hydroelectric dams on the Klamath River, or you take out all of the hydroelectric dams and the atomic energy production plants across the country. You take all of those 24/7, 365 steady electric producers out of the grid, and you put in all of these Don Quixote windmills. You're going to have such fluctuations going on constantly that they're going to have some way of dealing with the grid to mitigate the variable nature of these alternative energy supplies. And so they may be looking at the smart meters as a necessity to keep the grid up in the environment of the alternative energy, the green energy. What do you think on that one?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think what we'll actually be moving to is it'll be more advanced in one end, but it'll be kind of like the power grid that you find down in Mexico, because I used to talk to people all the time that go down there, and they would say how you had to use a device, a stabilizer on anything you plugged into power down there, because the power, the voltage just fluctuated all over the place. It was never steady. Now, let's take you back to an article that appeared here back in July. Early July is when I seen it. It's probably out earlier than that, where they were talking about loosening the requirements for the power companies to meet as far as the 60 cycle constant of the alternation of the AC current. In other words, what most people may not know is that your alternating current cycles at 60 cycles per second. That's what's called alternating current. And most appliances are designed to run on specifically 60 cycles, unless you have something that is made to be used anywhere in the world. Then a lot of times they'll put in what's called a variable power supply, what's called a switching power supply, and that supply will go anywhere from 50 to 60 cycles to 110 to 220 and so on and so forth. But for the most part, a lot of our products here still use 110, 60 cycles. Well, you start varying that, the cycles per second, you're going to have things start to break. You're going to have freezers and refrigerators. The overloads are going to start kicking out on the compressors because they're not designed to run with that. And that, too, is going to add to your electric bill because those boxes are not going to be able to deal with the changes. You're going to have problems with overheating of washing machine motors and stuff like that, and variations in speed if they're line-driven motors. The problems with all this are just absolutely horrendous as we go into this supposed alternative energy, and most people don't have a clue. And that's the thing I'm trying to get across to people is, and Trish and I, by the way, Will, we know this firsthand because when we had a power outage up in Kansas City, we borrowed a friend's generator, and I did a check on the cycles per second on that generator because my freezer, the overload on my freezer was kicking out, and I thought, well, what's so different about the voltage on this generator versus my house voltage? Well, the voltage was 125 volts, but what was interesting, you know, which was maybe just ever so slightly high, but the interesting part of it was the cycles per second clocked in at about 63.4, and that freezer just didn't like that. It only run for about a half hour, and then the overload would kick it out. So we're going to have some big, big problems here as time goes along, I'm afraid, on some appliances and stuff.
Well, appliances and all the things that we use that are electric, you know, when you look at the cost, the high price of these smart appliances, as opposed to just saying, hey, look, you know, I've been my whole life, Sam, I've only bought one new refrigerator, and that was for a rental unit. You know, usually I buy used appliances, and I can get along with a used refrigerator for another, you know, take care of them and run them for another 15 years and then just, you know, junk them when they're done. But, you know, to have to be forced into this idea of going out and paying, you know, $1,400 for a washer and dryer pair, you know, going out and buying a new air conditioning unit, a smart unit and things like that, in order to make people do that, they're going to have to, you know, have forced obsolescence either by breaking or default or falling apart or something. They're going to have to force people into it some way, and altering these the cycles in the alternating current could be a way to speed up the decline or the collapse of the appliances that we have. And they also reported about the same time period that things that have clocks in them wouldn't be, your time wouldn't be on, if you're not hooked up to internet time or you've got some kind of a satellite clock in your house, it wouldn't keep time because the cycles are changing, and electric clocks, your old Timex, your old, you know, clock radio by the bed, you can give up on all of that because it won't be keeping a regular time anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's just another step of going into the third world, and we'll have third world power, but we'll have all kinds of minions monitoring us as we use the crappy power is what it's going to be.
Yeah, pretty wild, pretty wild. I'm going to move along. Got Ron right behind you, so let's go. We'll jump over and say hi to Ron. Thanks for calling in, Sam. Okay, let's go live now and go to Ron in Missouri. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Sam got sidetracked. He forgot to give the phone number, so I'm sitting here with the phone number to the Public Service Commission.
There you go. Give us that phone number.
Okay, so the 800, I'll give you the 800, then the local, and you all can do whatever. 1-800-392-4211.
Okay, 4211.
Yep. And Jefferson City is 573-751-3234.
Okay.
What started all this, Sam and them down there is going to be converting over to Ameren UE. I just all got in a conversation and got checking out what kind of meter we had. And apparently we have kind of a smart meter, but kind of a regular meter. So it's kind of in between at the moment. In other words, it could probably go smart by some adjustment, but right now it just simply just reads the bill to a little receiver down in the telephone pole at the end of the block down there.
Right.
But eventually, I'm sure, you know, with enough tweaking, whatever, then it will do whatever it's going to do. And
now, is that running, is that broadband over power, Ron, or is that Wi-Fi to a receiver?
Ours is a Wi-Fi. And the little antenna is down on the telephone pole down at the end of the block down there. If you go down, you can look up and see a little antenna sitting down there. And that's what I was told by Ameren, that that goes, that receives our signal from the meters here in the area. Now, how far it receives, I don't know. But as I say, probably the next generation of them, then we'll probably get the smart meter, you know, the whole thing, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure. Could I use that little antenna on the back of my 57 Chevy for anything?
Hopefully to jam it.
Well, I just wondered what I could do with that antenna, you know.
Well, you know, speaking of jamming, if you go to do a Google search, you can find these little cell phone jammers. Like you can put it like either in an office building, or they even make pocket ones like you're on a bus and everybody's just a pest. You know, you turn the little thing on and it jams all the cell phone frequencies, you know, within so many feet of you.
Wow.
I said, get one of them things and put it behind the meter, and now you still got the cell phone, you know, the frequency, you know, the issue going on, but you probably screw their meter up too.
Well, you know, there isn't a website out there that I've heard about where you can actually buy paint, I suppose, and other products that you can come in and paint the inside of your rooms with that will keep that RF stuff from coming through the walls out away from your meters. And I don't know, I haven't gone in and looked at it myself. But if that was possible, you know, repainting your bedroom or someplace closer to the meter might be one thing that you could do if you couldn't get the meter off your property entirely.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering, too. It's supposed to be a company in Germany that still sells lead paint. You know, an article, that thing that you mentioned was about your meter being not attached to the house. Now, Sam, we had this discussion where he didn't want the meter attached to the house. He wanted it on a pole.
Yes.
Well, they're trying to tell him that it has to be attached to the house. And I'm like, well, I know in Cape Girardeau, where my mom lived at in a mobile home park, all the meters were on a pole out in front of the mobile homes.
Right.
And so I don't know, you know, how that works, but I know he's been kind of on a campaign on wanting that thing not on the house. And I know when Sam was, I believe it was Kansas City or Gladstone or somewhere over there. I mean, Sam can tell you. But anyway, he had a meter that kept coming off the house like 2 or 3 years in a row every time they'd have a storm. And he's like, why don't we get the meter off the house, bury the wires underground? And everybody's like, nope, can't do that.
Well, there's also, you know, in this subdivision that I'm in, they have power pedestals that run right along the right-of-way. But, you know, there's going to be lots of alternatives to that. There's no doubt about it, Ron. I appreciate your calling in and giving us that number. We're going out to the break. We'll be right back.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the flaws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, and welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, November the 14th, 2011, two-hour broadcast. Thanks to Sam and Ron for calling in this morning and sharing us this update on the Ameren, Missouri, Owensville, Missouri conversion to smart meters. There's a public service commission meeting going to be in Jefferson City. That's our state capital here on the 29th, November the 29th. Probably the best way for you to find out more about it is just simply call them at 800-392-4211, 800-392-4211. I'll give it again during the broadcast, and you can find out more about it if you're in the area. It's going to be an all-day presentation. It'd be a good time for you to turn out. You know, there's a woman out in California. I'm sorry, I don't remember her website right off the top of my head in the instant like this. But anyway, she has been very successful in the San Francisco area blocking the use and the spread of these smart meters. There's other people all up and down the coast of California, the central coast of California, that are doing likewise. Some have decided for their apartment buildings that they own, and I would imagine that would work for just about anybody else, have gone and found at electrical supply houses the regular, the conventional meters, and they've simply swapped out the smart meters with conventional meters, and I guess you just deliver the smart meters back to the electric company and say thanks but no thanks, and just say no, become vocal local. Now, I don't know whether that's going to wind up in a lawsuit or some kind of a legal hassle, no doubt. But nevertheless, if you've got the wherewithal and you've got the need, certainly if you have a large apartment building and you've got these meters on the wall of everybody's apartment, you have a public health hazard going on in your property, on your private property, and you might have a very strong case in court. Anyway, there are websites out there where people are actually doing this sort of stuff, and I think that just simply saying no to the smart meter is the best place to start. If you refuse and everybody refuses, then it just keeps them all balled up, slows them down, grindingly slow, and maybe we can keep the wolf at bay. Speaking of wolves, I'm going to go ahead and visit on Gale Wolf, the Gaelic Wolf website, talk a little bit about coordination. What is coordination? You know, we've been having some guests on. I'm going to have another guest this Wednesday. Hope you'll be with us for Rex Cozzilio. Going to be a very interesting discussion. Rex's family's owned ranches below the Iron Gate Dam on the Klamath River for four generations, so he's not new to this discussion. Before and after the dams went in, he's going to come in and he's going to give us a first-hand account of the differences of what it was like before the dams came in, what it's like during, you know, all of these years that the dams have been there, and then what he visions to be the downside of taking these dams out. So it's going to be a real damn story on Wednesday, and I hope you'll join us with Rex Cozzilio as our guest. Hopefully you'll be able to stay with us for the full 2 hours, and we'll probably have Kirk McKenzie riding shotgun on Wednesday as well, so hope to see you back then. But we're going to go into coordination. I spent the whole weekend, a good friend of mine, Pete, out in Washington, fed me a bunch of files and information. I've been going back in. It's been years since I studied the NEPA process, but I've started to reread it all again one more time. Certainly coming up to speed on coordination is something that we need to understand. And then how we can use coordination in our counties, our cities, our towns, our states, to block the globalist agenda right where we are, just as the 8-plus sheriffs are doing out all along the Klamath River up in that area. Of course, we visited with Glenn Palmer, Sheriff Glenn Palmer from Grant County last Wednesday. We'll be having these kind of little get-togethers on Wednesdays for some time, and hopefully as we find other guests, we can work them in perhaps on Thursdays and Fridays as well. But if you can understand this idea that, you know, Sheriff Mack went around the country with his book and his presentations, he's still doing it, the county sheriff, America's Last Hope, made out lots and lots of these books, got them into the hands of many, many sheriffs. There are things that we can do locally, and the sheriff can be our assistant. So we'll be back with more of that right after this.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. I've dropped a couple of links in the chat room. If you're in the chatters there, you can find these links there. GailWolf.com, OzarksPropertyRightsCongress.com, and the DefendRuralAmerica.com. You know, if we can understand, wrap our minds around this concept, that landowners are the real conservationists. This is something that we in the Ozark Property Rights Congress have been well aware of for years and years, and doing much to assist the rural folk in keeping the global east out of their backyard. And the same is being spread now by Defend Rural America, working a little bit with Kirk McKenzie on this, and looking forward to expanding this outreach as we get more and more people on board with this concept, this notion that the landowners are the real conservationists, and that if there are no farmers, folks, there's no food. And that means trouble for us. And so these are things that we need to be very aware of. And what we can understand or wrap our mind around is that there are ways through the application of administrative law, of course, you know, we did several days on that, reading right out of the encyclopedias. There are ways that we can actually use administrative law effectively to block, and I love that, you know, as globalism transition from global to local, we become vocal local and block the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. But through the process of coordination management, even though it smacks of, you know, a borderless world and all of this other stuff and stakeholders and all of that nonsense that I despise, we can use this technique. And getting the sheriff on board with that and your county commissioners on board with that, or with them or without them, it doesn't even have to be that. It could be a school board. It could be a water board. It could be a road district. Anybody can get involved in this. And, of course, Hal Anthony speaks about that on Behind the Woodshed as well on Sundays from 2 to 4 here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. But up off the Gaelic Wolf website, really interesting guy anyway, he has this to say, what is coordination? Statutory, all right? There's an all-out war raging. Go back to my little revelation. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, and the rise of statism. The state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. So what is coordination? Statutory coordination is a formal process mandated in the statutes that brings local government to the policy-making table as an equal participant with an agency involved with the development of public policy. All right? So rather than marching up and down the sidewalk like a little tin soldier with a bullhorn stuck in an orifice blasting out gas, maybe it's time for us to move inside, take a seat at the table, and proceed to redress our grievances. Anyway, unlike requesting cooperating agencies or consultation status, a local government that invokes coordination cannot be denied meaningful participation. In other words, as Hal Anthony says, like Hal, you know, you take them behind the woodshed and introduce them to, you know, well, whatever, you know, the paddle. Open a big can of whoop-ass on these misbehaving, misguided representatives. Unlike requesting, it's not going with your hat in your hand, a cooperating agency or consultation status, a local government that invokes coordination cannot be denied meaningful participation, nor does the agency have the option of setting the terms of the local government's involvement. All right? Statutory provision. We're talking about real warfare here. All right? This is for the bold, vocal, local people. Statutory provision for coordination is included in both federal and state law and through the principle of paria materia. Pari materia. P-A-R-I. M-A-T-E-R-I-A, that's Latin, is supported across a broad range of statutes pertaining to natural resource policy. Again, you can find this on gaelwolf.com/coordination.htm if you're not in the chat room. The principle of pari materia is a rule of statutory interpretation saying that the laws of the same matter and on the same subject must be construed with reference to one another. All right? It's not like you're just dropping in as some kind of a space alien or an invader. If the agency wants to come in and work in your area, then we have all of the tools at our disposal necessary to so condition what that agency does that it must be in harmony with the want of the people. And isn't that what it's all about, with governments being instituted among men to secure the blessing of life, liberty, and property? It's about time we realized that we had that power and took that power back, which we can do, which is what Defend Rural America is all about, which is what the Ozark Property Rights Congress is all about, which is what Fred Kelly Grant is all about, and Gail Wolf writes on it very well here on his posts. The principle, again, of paria materia is a rule of statutory interpretation. In coordination, a local government is placed in a position where it receives prior notice of proposed actions. And that's so important. Remember when we were studying representative government, there are three primary criteria that need to exist in order for a representative system of government to exist. First of all, was a clearly defined separation of powers. And so when we walked into this nightmare of the Administrative Procedures Act and all of these various agencies supporting the executive branch, we created this new headless fourth branch of government where we've got all of these misbehaving agencies out there that are just basically running roughshod over we the people. And we need and can push back. Okay? But number one is a clearly defined separation of powers, and we've all but lost that. We no longer are dealing with constitutional law, rule of law. No, we're dealing with agencies, and we're dealing with their damn rules, all right? And the Code of Federal Regulation. You go and visit with, Ralph Winterode on his justbelli.com. Find out a little bit more about that. Communicate with him as well, and maybe he can help us to all to understand this better. But continuing, number two then, is you have the clear separation of powers. Number two then is we have to have the vote. Now, we exercised the vote here in Southwest Missouri last Tuesday, and by a narrow margin, we were able to defeat two tax measures on the ballot. All right? You can succeed. They had a very low turnout. We didn't need a good turnout. What we needed were people on the right side of the issue. Some of the voting precincts where we have the most active members were those that turned the tide of the election, and we squeaked it out and shut down more funding for the 911 system, FEMA's hazard mitigation programming, also for the prosecuting attorney's office and the jails, all right, and more money for cop cars, you know, and all the rest of that stuff. Just shut it down. I think we taxed enough already, don't you? Most of the people around here thought so. Anyway, so we have to have the ability to vote. And there were poll watchers out at many of the precincts. I noticed one right here in mine, a poll watcher sitting there keeping track of all the number of people that came and went out of the voting precincts. We had a good turnout here in our local precinct. Got on the telephone the day before the election, made some calls. Didn't take too long, but we had a good turnout. All right? And we voted it down. So number one is a clear separation of powers. Number two is the power of vote. And then, of course, number three is publicity. And that's what this is all about, publicity and public notice and prior notice. And we'll come back with that right after this.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Yes, and responding to the chat room, and perhaps some of you out there that didn't quite get that, and I mentioned Ralph Winterode. His website is justbelli.com. It's J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com, and if you or not, or .net, and you just jump up and look in there, and you'll find out a little bit more about what's happening under administrative law, the Administrative Procedures Act, the Code of Federal Regulations, the Federal Register, and all of that stuff, all right? But again, and we've got a caller in line, I'll be with you in a moment, but the principle again here is that in coordination, a local government is placed in a position where it receives prior notice of proposed actions. In other words, before you see it in your local newspaper, before you see it on your town's blogs or something like that, the local governments need to be notified that the FedGov has something up their sleeve. And so heads up is always a wise place to be. And if you happen to have a seat at the table, maybe you're on a university extension council or wherever you might be seated. You might be on a planning board or a county commission of some sort or another, a road board, water and sewer district or something like that. And you're occupying those boards. You're going to get the notices early. And when you get those notices early, that's where you go directly to your precinct groups and you begin to formulate plans as to how you can coordinate to block the globalist agendas right where we are, all right? It's very important to be in a position of heads up. It's like the little birdie on the wire, you know? It's like insider trading, only instead of having to deal with the insider traitors, insider trading the positions of power. Government is not reason, it's not eloquence, it's force. And like fire, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And as much as I loathe, despise, and detest regionalism and unelected boards and councils, at this time, you know, we no longer can drape ourselves in the flag and rely on constitutional things, you know, three-corner hat on, you know, take your 50-caliber rifle to the church and sit on the mourner's bench. No, no. That's something that happened 100 years ago. We got a whole other kettle of fish to deal with today. But in coordination, local government, again, is placed in a position where it receives prior notice of proposed actions and is in a position of meaningful participation above that afforded even public participation. Opportunities are what it would enjoy as a cooperating agency, as an equal at the table. Isn't that where you really want to be? All men created equal, as an equal at the table, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. the local government entity can ensure the policymaking agency fulfills its statutory obligation to achieve consistency with local policy related to the matter at hand, and that the information used in the process is complete, accurate, and independently verified. Boy, it sounds like music to me. I'm liking coordination, even though you do have to kind of go into the, you know, into bed with the beast, and I'm always reluctant to that. But let's go to our caller and say, good morning, caller. Where are you calling from, and who's calling?
Hi, I'm in Minnesota, and my name is Lyle, and I live in a town where just a few years ago, they built a huge new elementary school and a huge new high school, just multi-million dollar palaces in a pretty small town. And now I'm seeing all these signs around, vote yes for our kids, blah, blah, blah. And it's like they want more money. This stupid school district wants more money. And I see, and I would see all these yellow signs, yes for the kids, yes for the kids. I think I saw like one no sign, and lo and behold, they had this referendum just a few days ago, and it passed 61% versus 39% no, and I'm like, how do they manage to somehow stick their hand out and get everybody behind it to vote for it? You know, it's like, who in their right mind? Do you understand how this works? Because I don't. It just doesn't make sense to me how they get people to open up their wallets and go, here, would you like some of my more money?
Well, that's part of the problem, caller, is that we have this situation where there are a lot of people who have special interest in schools. There are a tremendous number of percentage of the population that derive all or part of their income from schools. There's also lots of other government people who stand in lockstep, arm to arm, linked together to support every government initiative that comes down the pike. Why? Because they all receive benefits from that. And so we have a situation where we have a majority, especially in the rural areas, we have a majority of the interest is actually on Uncle Sam's teat and reliant upon that. You've got all of the people that are out there that have young people in school, and they absolutely thrive on the evening sports programs. They live and die and breathe school sports. All of those people are willing to do anything they can to increase the size of the school, the scope of the school. And so as a result of that, they're, I guess, foolish enough to step up to the plate and say, please tax me some more. Please tax me some more. But unfortunately, the rest of us have to suffer in their own limited self-interest. And so that's a real sad story. But you're absolutely right, Lyle, and it's happening all the time. You need to become vocal local right where you are. Develop local voting precinct groups in every voting precinct in your county, and then you too can start to step up to the plate and vote these initiatives down, and especially when they increase the tax money. But I appreciate your call. Good point. And again, absolutely right on the money.
I was thinking I should go around and put up signs for a referendum to everyone to send me $100 and just say, vote yes for this. Vote yes for me.
Vote for Lyle. And, you know, vote for Lyle. Lyle.
Yeah.
Lyle needs to be rich. Vote for Lyle.
It would say yes to Lyle, and I'd have these signs all over the place, and maybe that would be 61% of people would vote for it.
Well, a lot of people will vote for you anyway. They'll just vote for anything that looks like it's a taxi, and they just, I don't know why, but it's amazing. But thanks for the call. I'm going to go to the next caller now and say good morning to Vicki in Idaho. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. The previous caller said, you know, everybody voted yes on that initiative. What I would suggest is that he get, you know, a couple friends and then go down and say that they want to audit that election, audit the documents. Mm-hmm. Because I had an experience with the last voting time here where I live, and there were irregularities.
Uh-huh.
We'll just say that.
Yes, indeed. And Melody Hallett has had a lot of that up in the Salida area as well. And you're right, because some of these measures will pass, and it's just like, oh my God, this is the worst thing since, you know, Attila the Hun, and you wonder how could people be so ignorant. And then when you go in and you find out that this is all being manipulated by your county clerk and your election authority, that you're absolutely right. The audit of the vote is essential if they keep the records.
Yeah, I don't know, but they actually did break the election law, and I know it's documented in the records. Okay, but it's just like you said, you know, in a small town, it's the people who are connected, who participate in the whole precinct process. They all know each other. They all grew up together. They might even be related. And so...
And many of them are.
Yes. And so that's the kind of stuff that you have going on. So if you, in your town... you have people voting for things that don't make sense. You need to get involved in the process, not just going down to vote, but I mean in the process.
I always think, so, Vicki, that we can be more effective if we have a seat at the table rather than, you know, even standing outside. If the only thing that we can do is stand outside of a voting precinct and look, it's already too late. But stay right there. I'll bring you back right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned, folks.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients, factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And certainly learning how to push back is the whole name of the game on this broadcast, Becoming Vocal Local. And I've always appreciated Vicki Davis's comment. Her website is channelingreality.com, folks, channelingreality.com. If you want to get in and find out how you can actually dig into this material and find out what's really going on, you can learn a lot by perusing Vicki's website and getting on her email list. Vicki, you absolutely bury me. I could dedicate my entire life to the world according to Vicki Davis, and I still wouldn't have time to take a shower. Anyway,
sorry.
setting all that aside, we were talking on during the break, folks, but this coordination process does trouble me. Because, you know, when we have to go in and get into the belly of the beast in order to combat them, some of the rules and the regulations that are attenuate with the coordination process is that we have to engage in comprehensive planning and all of that sort of stuff. And we have to show a plan, and we need to do social, cultural, and economic and historic perspectives and get all that out on paper so that when FedGov comes to try and beat up on the community, we can say, well, that's just not the way we live here. But at least it is a way to push the Fed back. But then we still have to deal with what we've created. We've created a little nightmare for ourselves by creating these unelected boards and Soviet councils. But, you know, it's, I don't know, Vicki. I mean, it's six of one and half a dozen of the other almost.
My preference would be to have elected people that we elect stand up for the American way of government and just say no to this whole communization of our country.
Well, it's the notion of representation. It's what I've been trying to, you know, when I say, you know, the restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. I'm not talking about democracy. I'm talking about representation.
Well, there's going to be, you know, a committee on how to pick your nose, and there's going to be a committee on. You know, what kind of shoes you should wear.
Exactly.
That's the way this whole committee process explodes in terms of taking over your entire life.
And I'm seeing it bleeding in all through what we could call the, you know, the alternative media. You know, the other evening I was listening to a broadcast and they were talking about going into the McDonald's, you know, restaurants on their private property and going in and taking samples off the playground and the play area and stuff like that. No. And if they found this or that, you know, then they're going to report them and they want to have a safety program for the McDonald's and all this. And I'm thinking, my God, grow the hell up. You know, I mean, why are you taking your children to McDonald's anyway? Are you stuck on stupid? You know, and you've got them, you know, in this process. You know, let's grow up. You know, become self-reliant. We don't need to have another agency like the health department in crawling all over doing, you know, health samples on doorknobs. Here comes the doorknob committee.
I bet if you went to any elementary school in this country, you would find the same stuff on all the doorknobs, on all the playground equipment. Little kids are just germ factories, period, you know?
And that's what makes them resilient. That's what keeps them healthy. You know, they got to get a couple of germs from time to time. You know, they got to get the flu or they got to get the measles and go through the mumps and do all that. And then they get to be big and then they can tear apart lions, you know? So it's just, you know, I don't know. At some particular point, it's this thing, this notion that I've been talking about, victimology and symptomology. We're not going to cover we're not going to go after the disease, Vicki. Let's just spend all of our time worrying about the symptoms and reporting on the victims.
Right. Well, it's all about risk management. I was doing a little bit of research on this guy named William Ruckelshaus, and apparently he's the guy that, you know, what I found in researching him, he's the guy that hooked up the EPA with the National Science Foundation, and together they cooked up the idea of risk management, plus the idea that they had gone about as far as they could go with command and control, and they decided that they needed a new way to implement the environmental agenda. And the new way is stakeholders is ownership. Okay, so when you combine those two things, that's I think what the new ocean policy, the exclusive economic zone is, it probably will be creating a monopoly for fishing just like they did in Iceland, where they divided their ocean into sections and, you know, leased it out to private fisher people.
And it won't be just the fishing. It'll be the wind power, offshore wind power, offshore drilling, and the whole nine yards. You're absolutely right. That 200-mile zone, you know, they're pushing it out from 24 miles to 200 miles. Back in July, what was it, the 1st or the 30th, when Barry the Usurper created that, by pushing it out that far and then creating these management zones, all I could hear here was the dollars, you know, the cash register till just opening and closing as we leased off all of our natural resources within 200 miles. And folks, you go out 20 miles into the ocean, you can't see a vessel on the ocean from shore at 20 miles out. At 24 miles out is completely invisible to the people. So you could go out 25 or 30 miles, Vicki, and they could have all kinds and manners of stuff and activity going on in that area. And the average Joe Doe playing on the coastline, swimming in the water, would have no knowledge of it whatsoever.
Right. And think about this. All the governors are going after foreign direct investment.
Exactly.
They're going to have our whole freaking country surrounded, owned by foreigners. We're going to be prisoners in our own homes.
Yeah, I mean, so it's the whole idea
of getting
in a boat like the Cubans and rowing away. You ain't going to row out past the 200-mile line, folks.
Right. And, you know, people think that's okay because they're making money. You know, man, I don't understand that kind of, you know, selling your soul to the devil.
Well, you know, it's biblical. You know, you sell away give away your birthright for a bowl of porridge, you know, the Edomites. But that's just, it just seems to be the way it goes. We don't seem to learn anything from the past. But fortunately, there is a little bit of a sea change going as more and more people listen to broadcasts like this each day. And it could only be our hope that enough people will become aware and become vocal local right where they are, that we could actually, you know, do something. I don't know, but I'll just hope out for the positive and deal with the negatives as they come down the pike. But Ruckelhaus is a real piece of work. I got a couple of emails over the weekend wondering whether I'd ever heard of his name before, and it was just like, I don't know. After I got up off the floor laughing, it was like, yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah. Well, I when I started looking, I thought, man, I could spend the next year researching and writing about this guy, Ruckelhaus.
Well, you've got
a real piece of work.
He is a piece of work, and you've got a real cast of characters. And again, folks, Vicki's website is channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. I appreciate your calling in, Vicki. I want to clever the last article here and let people know about GailWolf.com as well, so we can find out about coordination.
Okay, thanks, Will.
All right, thanks for calling in. Okay, so there goes Vicki Davis. Just always fun to talk with Vicki. She's a real dose of reality, all right? Channelingreality.com. Anyway, back to the discussion. Yeah, I got things I could have, you know, to say negative about coordination. But boy, if it works and we can use it, and we can use it right where we are, then let's use it. Here's continues. Who can coordinate? All right. Any government entity with elective officials and planning responsibilities. Now, it's that planning responsibility that just sets my hair afire. All right. Very careful there. But planning responsibilities can enter into coordination with an agency of the federal or the state government. While coordination is most often invoked at the county or municipal level, you see, you don't need millions and millions. What we need are industrious people, active people, aware, informed people, people who understand coordination, people who understand Agenda 21, working locally, trying to build their local voting precinct groups so they can not only do poll watching and exit polling, but they can also run and win candidates right where we are. We can take our towns, we can take our cities, we can take our states back one at a time, one city, one town, one county at a time. Right. Can do it. While coordination is most often invoked at the county or the municipal level, You don't have to take out the entire board. You just need to go into their board, the already elected board, and share with them the power of this process coordination and show them that when their, you know, their pockets are turned inside out and their budget is broke and their, you know, constituents are screaming and, you know, hollering because of their loss of services, then go in and help them to understand how we can be more effective at blocking the global agendas. Get ICLEI out of your town. Get out of all of these various and sundry entanglements, you know. That's possible. It is possible. We'll be right back. I'll give you a little bit more.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Yes, always a little bit of humor in the chat rooms, you know, Sloan. You can watch for it to show up on the shelves in a grocery near you. Free-range oysters in a can. Well, while coordination is most often invoked at the county or the municipal level, so very important to understand. Smaller entities, okay, so you didn't get a chance to be the county commissioner. All right, you didn't get a chair on the planning commission. Smaller entities, such as public utility districts, port districts, irrigation districts, fire districts. Take out your property tax statement, folks. We got ambulance districts, we got hospital districts, we got road districts. We got them all, and they all get about 20 cents and 20 cents and 20 cents more. And the next thing you know, I'm broke, turning my pockets inside out. In one case, coordination was employed successfully by a cemetery district. Well, they got a plan, too, you know. What do you do with all those black boxes, right? Anyway, does it work? Yes. These examples will provide you with some indications about the power and the scope of the coordination places in local hands. The AWHI initiative resulted in federal legislation and funding targeted toward improving Bureau of Land Management, rangeland science, and resolving grazing issues in Owyhee County, Idaho. As long as we've got Vicky in the wings. There you go. All right. A group of very small municipalities in Texas invoked coordination with the Texas Department of Transportation in regard to the plans for the Trans-Texas Corridor. You can go out and visit with Terry Hall, Texas TURF. All right. Texas Uniting for Reform and Freedom, www.texasturf.org, or you can go up and visit with Amanda Teagarden at ok-safe.org. I've been involved in that, finding out how this works. When the U.S. Forest Service insisted on having approval authority for the Glen Lake Irrigation District, GLID, plan update, and that GLID would require a U.S. Forest Service permit, the district invoked coordination. The result was the U.S. Forest, WS, I don't know what that means, Wildland Service or something, I don't know, agreed that they have no say in the district plan, nor do they have authority to require a permit, you see. And otherwise, they just run over you. It's like the juggernaut. People that don't understand how it all works. Government is not reason, like a machete. It is not eloquence, it is force. Like fire, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master, George Washington said, all right? But we can put those misbehaviors back in the box. Coordination offers an opportunity to exercise a broad range of powers and authorities to local governments, bringing a high degree of local control to federal and state resource management. It can be time-intensive and needs to be carefully planned and managed. All right? It's like getting water out of a really deep well. You come up there, it's a hot day, you really want a drink of water, and you look under the cardboard box there, and you find, hey, look at this, a mason jar full of water. So you pour the water into your well, and you grab hold of the handle, and you start a pumping on it, and whanging away, and whanging away, and whanging away, wow. And you think, well, it's probably a broken well, but you can't stop pumping if you need the water. Why? Well, because you've already put all your primer water down the hole. So you just got to stand there in the sweltering heat, keep banging the handle and banging the handle and banging the handle. If it's a real deep well, you might be at it a while, but pretty soon, if you stick with it, you'll hear that water coming up the pipe. And once it comes out, the first thing you want to do is to fill up that mason jar, put it back under the box so the next guy has a chance. And then you can drink and drink and drink, call the wife, bring the pots, bring the pans, bring the babies, bring the dog. Everybody washes, bathes, feed the horses, water the horses. You get the idea? Yeah, it can be time-intensive, woefully time-intensive, and that's why we need more and more hands. All right, many hands make light work. That's why you need to build your local voting precinct groups. We're not going to be able to effectively defend rural America if you're trying to do it by yourself. Capiche? Can't happen. I've been on this now for what? Since 2008, 12 years, well, 4 years, well, this time around. Through coordination, local government can achieve meaningful participation in regulatory processes to a much greater degree than is possible when involved as a cooperating agency or through other various forms of consultation. And again, I'm looking at www.gailwolf.com. And if you do /coordination.htm, you can see this for yourself. Maybe you'd want to Xerox a copy of it, download it and Xerox it, hand it out to people in your group so that they can start to build their understanding of coordination and come back on Wednesday when we're going to have as our guest Rex Cozzilio to discuss the history behind the dams in the Siskiyou County. All right, these people are trying this coordination process, and they got a gob and a bunch of sheriffs coming to the table saying, hey, we're standing up for the people. And if they do, and the people hold their feet to the fire, and they do, and we hold their hands up, you know, like, you know, Moses, hold their hands up, Stand behind them. Stand beside them. Stand with them. Stand in front of them. Protect them. Maybe those people out there can actually turn the tide on Agenda 21 and we can put this beast in the box, let the first domino fall. Through coordination, local government can achieve meaningful participation in a regulatory process to a much greater degree than is possible when involved as a cooperating agency. Most local governments, though, have not been aware of coordination, and that's your job, as a highly powerful process available to them. I fought the Forest Service with everything I could throw at them when they were trying to bring in the permit process into the Alpine Lakes Wilderness Area. I finally found the NEPA process, and I studied it and studied it, and I applied everything I could. But while I was doing that, Fred Kelly Grant, at the same time period, cattle free in 93, he was working on coordination. He'd found this other wrinkle. Well, if I'd known about Fred Kelly at that time and put this coordination idea together with what I was doing with the NEPA process, we might ultimately have been successful. All I was able to do was to keep the wolves at bay, but I guess the Gale Wolf has figured out how to do the job. So we're going to listen to these people for a while and see if we can find anything that we can use locally where we are. Most local governments, again, have not been aware of a coordination as a highly powerful process available to them. To make your coordination effort as effective as possible, the Gaelic Wolf Consulting will, here's what he'll do, evaluate the issues before you and provide insight as to how coordination can be applied. So if you've got something happening there, if you want, shoot me an email. I'll put you over here to the Gale Wolf, the Gaelic Wolf, or you can just simply go to GaleWolf.com and connect with them yourself and find out. Provide coordination training for your elected and appointed officials. All right? They love that idea of getting together and getting taught something. All right? Experts say. Work with you to identify achievable goals and develop an effective coordination strategy. Facilitate meetings between you and the involved agencies. Watch that facilitation stuff there, Gale Wolf. Provide management and other guidance for your coordination process. Facilitate peer relationships between you and other coordinating local governments. And provide other supporting roles specific to the issue you're coordinating on. So there are tools and tactics available. And we're going to go into some more of this and some more of this and some more of this as we move along. We are at the time of elections now, getting requests to come out and work on strategy for the various caucuses that will be coming in a town near you, with your town council, your city council, your county courthouse, the political parties, established two-party political system that we live in. It's time to become active, folks. We've had plenty of training. We've had lots of education. Now it's time to put your boots on the ground. Now it's time to apply what you've learned. As we say here, knowledge may indeed be powerful. True enough, knowledge has power. But it's only powerful when it's combined with action. To do a thing is not sufficient. You have to do, you have to act on the things you know. Okay? So up to a point, all this research is just gin dandy. But after that point is crossed, you have to apply what you know. Otherwise, all of these mornings getting up at the crack of dawn and coming to the radio will be, have been for naught. And we can't allow that to happen. We have come to a point now in the decay of this country that it's time not only for all good men to stand and come to the defense of their nation, but women too, and your sons and daughters. People can flood out of their homes now and start getting vocal local. And it's, I'm, you know, just as serious as a judge. For the next 14 or so months, we need to put every bit of effort that we can into this. If we wind up, if we go to sleep, we wind up with 4 years of the usurper, with or without the birth certificate, again, because the Republican Party lined up nothing but a bunch of pushover stooges, God help us all, baby. God help us all. Very, very bad for America. I'll be back tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com is a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.